This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
18 youth between the ages of 18 and 25 are in Nanaimo from October 11th, 2014 to January 2nd, 2015 as part of the Canada World Youth Leaders in Action program. Half of the group is from Indonesia and the other half is made up of Canadians from across the country. While in Nanaimo, the youth live with host families and they spend their time volunteering in a range of local community settings. This is the first Canada World Youth Program that has been located in Nanaimo since 2004. The 9 Canadian youth and 9 Indonesian youth are being guided by 2 project supervisors, one from Canada and one from Indonesia. Simon Schachner is the Nanaimo project supervisor, while Adit S. Retraubun is his counterpart from Ambon, Indonesia. Both Simon and Adit are themselves former participants in the World Youth Programs. Donovan Simpson is from Wati, a community north of Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories, Canada. Rahif Hussein is from Gorontalo, Indonesia. The 2 youth who are participating with the other 16 in the Nanaimo Exchange have been volunteering for CHLY Radio in downtown Nanaimo. All 4 of them are in the studio with us today.
Welcome to People First Radio, all of you. Simon Schachner, let's start with you. Can you give us an overview of the Canada World Youth Leaders in Action program?
Absolutely. Good to be back at CHLY. Canada World Youth is an NGO based in Montreal. It's been around for 43 years. It specializes in non-formal experiential international learning experiences for young adults, both Canadian and from many different partner countries around the world. The focus of the program is community development and youth leadership. So again, like the idea of experientials means the youth are not in classrooms. They're actually learning through the community settings, both in the Canadian community and a community abroad. And they do that through having volunteer work placement positions, and usually in nonprofit sector, could be public sector as well, or in agriculture. And they also learn about the local community through being matched up with a local host family. And while they're in the host family, they have the cultural aspect by being a duo with, you know, one Canadian with one Indonesian. In this case, in the Nanaimo program, it's Indonesia. So one Indonesian youth, and they live together and they experience life in the city, getting involved in all kinds of things that are happening in the community. And of course, in that process, they're learning a huge amount in terms of interpersonal skills, understanding to see things from other perspectives. And they're really challenging themselves at every step of the way. And it's very powerful.
Simon, I know that you've been involved with Canada World Youth for a number of years, and in fact, you yourself attended a similar, if not the same, structured program as a youth. Tell us about your experience at the beginning of all this.
So I first got involved through participating in a program that was back in 2004, and my program was between Nelson, BC and Durazno, Uruguay in South America. I love the program. It was an amazing experience for me. I actually got involved in community radio through the program. And as listeners may or may not remember, I had a show here at CHLY for about 5 years, Rebel Music and Musica Rebelde. And that started while I was in Nelson, placed at Kootenai Co-op Radio there all those years back. So I had my time in Nelson, which was great. It is in my home province, but a place I'd never been. And I really got involved, you know, seeing the different aspects that make that community great, right? And really volunteer sector, nonprofit sector, people taking initiative. So it throws you into that environment, like, or at least throws you into the point where you pay attention. Maybe it was happening in your community before, but as a youth in high school, you're not really paying attention. In Canada World Youth, you really connect with the nonprofit sector, which very active, right? When you look at it collectively through all of our involvement. And then, so after that, 3 months, went to Uruguay. I worked at a public youth service center. And there, it wasn't actually my work placement that I would say was that enlightening. It was just being in the community itself, which was quite different. It had a very active political culture, quite different than Canada's. And there was a presidential election campaign going on while I was there. So I got to experience that, and I went to all the different rallies and events, and I was reading the newspaper every day and talking politics with people. So just seeing a different way of engaging, you know, as far as youth and the general public, it was really inspiring.
Now, your counterpart from Indonesia, who is also here in Nanaimo, present at the moment, is Adit S. Retroboon. And Adit, I'm wondering if you yourself were also a part of a youth experience originally. Did you take something as a youth before you ended up in a supervisory role like this?
It is mentioned before that I was a participant also. I did my program 15 years ago, 1999 and 2000, and the location was in Kimberley, B.C. And
I see.
The Indonesian phase was done in Lombok in the West Nusa Tenggara. Yeah, so that's how I get connected to this program.
Now, this is a Canada World Youth Initiative, but Canada World Youth isn't operating in Indonesia. It's you come through one of your government programs. Describe that program for us.
Canada World Youth works with many countries, one of which is Indonesia. And with Indonesia, Canada World Youth works together with the Ministry of Youth and Sport. And it's all government, so we came in quite formal. We have what we call a tire one, the suits, the tie, and the everything like that. So, and the youth are very supportive of the ministry is very supportive of this program too.
Now, Donovan Simpson is a participant in this program currently. He's in Nanaimo, but he's really, I guess you might say, someone who has been living in the Northwest Territories or raised and lived in the Northwest Territories most of your life. Donovan, this isn't the first international initiative that you've been a part of. You spent some time in Africa. Tell us about that.
Last July, I was in Africa for 5 weeks, so I participated in a program called Northern Youth Abroad. Pretty much, it's an exchange program. The second year was the second phase. It includes youth from Northwest Territories and Nunavut. So there was 8 of us who went and 2 supervisors. So we went to the country called Botswana, and that's where we spent our time there.
I followed this and found this information online, in fact, and there's pictures of you and your group and other things there, and it sounds as though it was a pretty deep experience.
It really is. Actually, it reminds me of this program of Canada World Youth. It really does, because it's really similar. We live with a host family over there, but not in Africa. Like, there's 2 phases, so it's every summer. The first year is the first phase. Mm-hmm. So we live with a counterpart, like someone from the north in southern Canada town or city.
Yeah.
And then after completing that, you go to the second phase, which is Africa. And that's when I traveled to a group over there, and we lived in the home together. Mm-hmm. We grew closer. We got engaged in the community, doing things like volunteer work. It really does remind me of Canada World Youth.
Now you're in Nanaimo, and you will be going to Indonesia in the beginning of January to complete the second half of this experience. And you've been linked up with an Indonesian partner in your volunteer work here, at least at CHLY, and that is Rehaf Hussein. Rehaf, I'm assuming you've not been in Canada before and that this is your first time in Canada and also in Nanaimo. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. This is the first time I actually been abroad, and this is such a big opportunity for me, because I really value this experience. So, yeah, this is the first time I've been abroad.
What have you been observing here? What have you been learning here since you've been in Nanaimo?
There's a lot of things that completely different from my hometown in every aspect for the first time. Maybe from a simple thing, like people in here are really value punctuality and also discipline. Everything is organized here, even though there's several things that I think is still extremely different, like the weather and the foods. But so far, yeah, like just like Simon says before, in here we learn a lot about the communities and how to think in different perspective and how to live with the Canadian counterpart. It's, I think that's really a very new thing for, not for me, but also for all the Indonesian participants.
So when you return to Indonesia, you will be in a different city than you originally came from.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So you'll be learning more about your own country. And Donovan will be there as well. Will he be working alongside you as you are here at CHLY when you end up in Indonesia? Or will you be partnered with someone else, do you think?
Maybe in Indonesian phase, there's going to be the community that we work in will be totally different with the community in Nanaimo. Yes. So I think it's all back to our own preferences, whether we prefer to work in this certain of a volunteer activity. So maybe in Indonesia, everything's going to be different again with all the work placement and our workplace counterpart.
Yeah, so there's a lot of newness going on all the time.
Yeah,
lots
that's
to learn.
Yeah.
Simon Schachner, I'm wondering if we could just close this up by asking you a couple of more questions. I'm assuming that you're going to Indonesia as well. Is that correct?
It'll be my first time as well. So as a supervisor, I also have lots to learn and adapt to as well.
Yeah. What do the supervisors do when they're, like, I know you're supervising,
right,
but are you involved in some kind of special volunteer activity as well? Or do you get partnered with an organization? Or what happens?
When I'm over there, I mean, my main role is to support the youth in their adaptation process, help facilitate activities or workshops.
I see.
I'm there to support the process, right?
Yeah.
But as supervisors, we often will get involved. Like if the group's going to volunteer for something, we also volunteer. So we're very much a part of it. We don't always have host families, sometimes. Yeah, there's a lot going on with 18 young folks in completely new environments. So Adit and I, we're fortunate that there's two of us. And when it comes to being in Indonesia, he's the specialist. He's the guy we turn to for different things in terms of community relations, protocol and stuff. And same with that sort of me here. Because before the youth arrived, I was doing the preliminary work of recruiting host families, forming the partnerships with the nonprofit organizations that were going to take on youth for work placements. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of sort of community liaison type of work. But again, there's that that guidance and the interpersonal work of helping the youth through the experience. It can be quite intense at times.
Yes, I believe that too. Adit, we have about 30 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye to the group?
It has been a really great experience for me, especially with Simon being, this is your fourth time doing project supervising, and I am excited to show you Indonesia and be helpful also as you are helping here.
Wonderful. Adit, Donovan, Rehaf, and of course Simon, thanks very much to all of you for coming to join us and to fill up the space here in the studio this morning. It was much appreciated.
I should say one more thing. Before we leave for Indonesia, we're going to have a public event
where
that's open to everyone, and it's going to be at St. Paul's Church downtown in the hall, in the first level. And it'll probably be, we don't have all the details confirmed yet, but it'll probably be around 7 o'clock. It'll feature some thank you ceremony and stuff where we hand out certificates to our partners and host families.
Do you have a date for that?
Yeah, January 2nd.
January the 2nd. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. January 2nd at St. Paul's Church.
And it's going to be a party, right? We want to thank the community and have one last celebration together.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Simon Schachner is the project supervisor for the local Canada World Youth Leadership Project, and Adit S. Retraboon is his counterpart from Ambon, Indonesia. Youth participants Donovan Simpson is from Wati, and a community north of Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories, Canada, and youth participant Rahif Hussein is from Indonesia. Donovan and Rahif are volunteering with CHLY Radio at our downtown offices in Nanaimo. You can find out more about the Canada World Youth online at canadaworldyouth.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.